In Connecticut, a debate is underway about what to do with a protected stretch of watershed land between a public drinking water supply and an old stone quarry. Tilcon, the quarry's owner, says its mine is running out of rock, so it's petitioning to change state law in the hopes of expanding operations into that protected land. In exchange, when the mining's done, the company says it will convert the site into a massive reservoir, one that can nearly double local water storage capacity. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill found out, the politics of selling that idea could be tougher than squeezing water from a stone.
I'm making my way through about 120 acres of rocky watershed, property that bumps right up against an old trap rock quarry owned today by Tilcon. Hiking with me is Jim Goslin. We pass stream beds and bubbling vernal pools, all of which help filter and feed the drinking water supply at the nearby Shuttle Meadow Reservoir.
This vernal pool, which had a couple feet of water in it after the winter runoff, connected to that one. So they're all interconnected. It's a part of a larger ecosystem.
Goslin is one of several hikers with me today from the group Protect Our Watershed CT. As we hike, the group's leader, Paul Zagorski, points out temporary markers that show where a proposed rock quarry could extend.
So if this is a boundary line right here, this is either at risk or it's going to be risk and it'll be gone.
Tilcon took over the nearby mine in 1979. That same year, the state passed strict laws protecting nearby watershed lands, like this one. Now, Tilcon wants to change that law. It says its main quarry is running out of rock, so it wants to mine here. In exchange, the company will donate open space to three towns, and decades from now, convert part of that mine into a reservoir capable of storing about 2.3 billion gallons of water. Tilcon officials declined to be interviewed, but in a statement, the company's president, Gary Wall, says the reservoir proposal will allow the company to continue to be a major employer while also making the region more resilient to the effects of climate change.
Can we survive without this? Maybe. Do we really want to run that risk?
Ramon Esponda is deputy director of New Britain's Water Department, which owns the watershed Tilcon wants to mine. During a recent public hearing, Esponda supported the idea, saying more water and more local control of it makes mining the nearby watershed worth it.
We know that the scientists, the State Water Planning Council, the State Water Plan are telling us to create plans now to be resilient.
Connecticut passed its water plan last month. It's an order guiding water management in a state which has recently faced some tough droughts. But the Water Planning Council, which wrote that plan, says Tilcon's idea doesn't fit. In a recent letter, it says a city commission study was pretty much inventing numbers to support Tilcon's idea, noting the report provides no documentation or analysis to substantiate its figures or the reservoir's need.
Bad ideas like vampires just keep coming back.
Peter Tursiak is a state representative from New Britain and a member of the Public Health Committee. He says Tilcon's pushed this idea before, about a decade ago under the administration of then-Mayor Tim Stewart. It was defeated, but now Stewart's daughter, Mayor Erin Stewart, is trying to bring it back to life. Tursiak says if a bill is raised next session, he'll fight to put a stake through it.
The reason it would take legislation and things to be able to do this was it was made hard on purpose. It was supposed to be made impossible on purpose.
Erin Stewart, currently running for lieutenant governor, declined to comment, but in a 2016 letter to lawmakers said the risk of destroying watershed land was worth the reward. Even if a law were to change, Tilcon would need lots of permits. In an email, a spokesperson for the State Department of Public Health was blunt, saying testing at an active mine would be no easy undertaking, and that the department has no recent experience with a project like this. That's because Connecticut's last reservoir was built in the 1960s. Back on the trail, Kat Fiedler, a legal fellow with Connecticut Fund for the Environment, says Tilcon's resiliency and climate change messaging are actually masking what could become a broader threat to land across Connecticut.
As much as the local impacts are absolutely disastrous, it's also scaling up. It can scale up to a statewide problem very quickly if we set this precedent.
Opening the floodgates for other private companies to potentially wring more profit out of protected watershed land. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.